Wow, that's awesome. I've been hearing this on the radio for the last 2 years, and I never thought I'd do it. I basically just wanted to reach out to my grandmother. She, on my dad's side, she had died when I was real young, and I didn't know her very well, but all I have is fond memories of her. And I just want to know that, you know, she's looking on me, and maybe she's proud of me of all the things I've done, and, you know, all the hard work I've put in trying to...
That's exactly what she's telling you. I'm sorry I'm interrupting you, but she's laughing. She goes, he's a hard worker. And were you only like 5 or 6 when no, more, a little bit older, maybe 10 when she passed away?
I was probably about 8 years old. My father had lost custody of my sister and I when I was real young, and then he's doing time right now.
Okay, so your grandma really is saying that you guys used to bake something together. Was it cookies or different things like that? I mean, because when you were with her, she engaged you with some activity in the kitchen. What was it?
Us making homemade whipped cream. That comes to mind.
Yeah. I mean, that was like what she showed me right off the bat, that she engaged you, and the word is engaging to get you to do that. So she said you could have turned left, which to her means that you could have gone down the tough road of life. But you chose all along to go down, I'm going to say, the right road, you know, a little bend in the road to go and really be a better person in life. I mean, that is like so strong in your bones and so strong in your, I'm going to say, your soul. Because when your soul came in here, you chose a hard life to come into. You knew when you are in your heavenly suit, you knew that you were going to pick your mom and your dad, and life wasn't going to be easy. And that's only due to a karmic debt, and that means that maybe in a lifetime before, you weren't the nicest person. And so this time, you get to choose it. But does that mean you have to have it an entire lifetime? Absolutely not. You can say to God, Spirit, and your angels at any moment in time, I'm done with taking the hard road. I want to experience the softer road. And your grandmother is extraordinarily proud of you that, you know, I mean, many times you could have done the left road and gone down the bad, you know, road of life and being punished a lot. Your grandmother is extraordinarily proud of you. And she says, the question she's saying, are you going to take that test? It's not like going back to college or whatever, but are you going to take that test so you can better yourself? What does she mean by that?
She means for me to get my CV and to finally start the electrician training school.
Yes, that's right. I minute you said the electrical training school, she lit up like it was the 4th of July. In 3 years' time, you're going to have all this done. That's a lot of work ahead of you. Can you do it?
I know I can.
Yeah, you can. Hey, John, thank you so much for your call, okay? And stay on that path.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Take care, dear.